Fred Film Radio, Tribeca Film Festival, New York City.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the Tribeca Film Festival 2019. And today we are here with the director of Martha, A Picture Story, Celine Miles, and Martha Cooper, the protagonist of the movie. Good morning, Celine. Good morning, Martha. And thank you for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I would like to ask the first question to the director. How did you come across the work of Martha, and when and how did you decide this was the time to make a movie about this iconic photographer?
Sure. I wish that I could remember the first time that I came across Martha Cooper, but I think I was very young. I think that growing up interested in graffiti, it's inevitable that you run into a copy of Martha Cooper and Henry Chalfont's book, Subway Art. So there's not a time that I can remember not knowing who she was. I do remember when we first met, which was at a street art festival in Tahiti, of all places. So Martha and I both sort of individually were traveling the world documenting sort of the contemporary street art movement, of which there are lots of different festivals around the world. And weirdly, there's one in Tahiti. So we were together there for 2 years before I kind of, with some encouragement from some friends and colleagues, sort of drummed up the courage to ask if I could come over to New York and make a short piece about her work. And at that point, my knowledge of her career was pretty limited to the street art and graffiti sort of world and her contribution in that. And when I arrived in New York, I think sort of immediately I realized that it wasn't going to fit into 10 minutes. You know, Martha's done so many other amazing things in her career, and you know, the first person that I interviewed, I think the day after I arrived, was Susan Welchman. And Susan was the photo editor of National Geographic magazine for 35 years. So that's the kind of caliber of the subject that's just like, you know, falling from the sky without me even really trying. And I thought, okay, this is really special. So this is my first feature film. So, yeah, as part of the process was sort of getting my head around that new format. And it all happened sort of very accidentally, but I'm very, very glad that it turned out this way. So,
Martha, you are in this world of art since a long time ago. What did you feel when you met this young Australian director that I want to make a movie about you?
Well, I was familiar with Selena's work, and I had seen some of the shorter videos that she had done online, which are extremely impressive. And in Tahiti, she was like a whiz with a drone. And I was super impressed with her drone photography. And so that was a great introduction, because we got to see each other working in a situation where, I mean, we weren't just vacationing in Tahiti. We both were working really hard, and I think we had sort of the same work ethic. So our paths in Tahiti crisscrossed a lot. And so, of course, I was flattered when she mentioned doing a documentary, and of course I thought it was going to be 10 minutes, so I thought this was good. I didn't anticipate exactly how difficult it would be, but in the end it worked out fine.
Celine, Martha loves illegal graffiti and put herself in danger to take pictures of street artists. I guess it was not easy for you to follow them in these rides. Can you talk about this experience?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's not easy to stand to the side and allow Martha to put herself in these situations without wanting to say, please be careful and please, you know. But I have a very healthy respect for Martha's ability to look after herself. I don't think Martha or anybody likes to be, you know, mollycoddled, or, you know, so she's yeah, but it's always a little bit, whenever I see her doing something that I would consider risky, I'm always like, please be careful, Marty. There's a few scenes where, if you look closely, you'll see my hand at the edge of frame, like this, like trying, like holding my hands out, like trying to be ready to catch her if she falls, but she never falls.
Sometimes.
Oh, well, sometimes, but fortunately not in my presence, because that would have been very upsetting. yeah, but it was really fun. It was a privilege. It was, yeah, it was a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. And for how long did you follow her? How long it took the shooting of the...
I think our first day of proper shooting together was the Women's March in Washington during the inauguration of a certain person. that was our first proper day. So that was February 2017. And since then, we've done sort of sporadic trips together to places like Berlin, Baltimore. I also went to Sao Paulo to interview Osgimios. Martha wasn't there for that trip. So we've, I should add up how many days, but it's been, you know, short trips here and there over 2 years.
There are moments in the movie where the attention rises above Martha's work and shows what it means to have lived a fulfilled life without following the conventional rules of this society. It is so moving that I almost forgot I was watching a documentary about a photographer. You balance these aspects of her life perfectly, and this is your first feature documentary. How did you work on this structure?
Oh, well, thank you. That's lovely to say. I think that in the end, the way that I found really helpful to think about the structure and the story was, and me and my editor Simon knew, like, spent many conversations just bringing it back to Martha's eye, Martha's point of view, and it's hard when there's so many different, you know, decades and little topics that you can sort of go down the rabbit hole and get lost in. But I realized as long as we stayed with Martha, everything was okay. And just what she was trying to do and what she, you know, trying to boil down her 50 years of a photographic career into it, like a single sentence sometimes, like what's the essence of Martha. And that was really the North Star that sort of got us through this crazy amount of material. So, yeah.
Martha, you inspired so many people, and yet it seems you don't have the recognition you deserve in your own country. Celine is Australian and made a movie about you. You publish your books in Europe, in Berlin. After all these years, do you have an idea why?
First of all, I actually feel that I have gotten the recognition I deserve. So
yes.
I'm not feeling a lack of recognition, because I'm very happy in the graffiti street. I've gotten it from my subjects. In the world of like fine art photography, I think why is because I consider myself a documentary photography, and my documentation is very literal. I don't look for those amazing angles or lights. I'm pretty much a straight-on, specific subject matter documentary photographer. I like to think that in my pictures are facts that maybe in, you know, years to come, people can look at those pictures and see things in there, specific things, like brands of spray cans, for example. I mean, really specifics. Or how an artist paints a wall. Or how they sneak into the yard while they go through a fence. Well, I'm going to show a picture of a guy going through a fence. I'm not looking for that amazing, distorted, possibly, angle that's going to make a fine art picture. I was never really interested in being a fine art photographer, and I think mostly the photographic community has not. I don't do cutting-edge photography. I do ordinary photography about unusual subjects, and I think that it hasn't been embraced by the photography community because the photography is ordinary, even if the subject matter isn't.
I was very disappointed in some way when I saw the curator of the gallery judging your ability to choose your own best work. What do you think about? Should be the artist herself choosing what they consider the best art they want to share with the public?
I think editing is a wonderful thing. And I don't always think that the artist, or I don't consider myself an artist. I actually don't like to use that word about myself. I prefer photographer. I don't necessarily think photographers know which are their best pictures. And that's what, even no matter whether it's a magazine or a book or a gallery, I think that the curator or the editor can have some useful input into what you might want to publish or show. In the case of in the movie, I mean, that doesn't mean that I always have to agree. I think that the person whose work it is needs to have some say in how their work is presented and needs to be strong enough in their feelings about their own work, that they can express their desires if somebody is trying to change their point of view. So I feel that I push back when somebody else tries to make selections that I don't like. And I think Selena can say that.
Yeah.
I mean, because the process of selecting photos for the film, we didn't select 100 photos and say, all of these have to go in the film and they're from this and this and this topic. We selected them as we went along and saw where they might fit in. And then when I saw the rough cut, I wasn't happy with the whole selection, so I sent her more.
Yeah.
And she changed some of them.
Your work is focused on the life and work of artists. Can you talk about how you choose your subjects?
That's a good question. I just have always had a real affinity for artists. I like artists, and I think they like me, it's perfect working with visual artists, because you've got this sort of ready-made amazing subject matter in their work, but also every artist that I've met has a story. You know, it's not an easy thing to have a functioning career as an artist, and usually there's struggle and there's interesting personality and taste packaged up into that product. And so I think that it's also something that I wish there was more of. I find it much easier to appreciate artwork once I know the story behind it, and I really just want to do my part to sort of share as much as I can with people of what goes into the creative process, because I just have so much fun making these things, and it's such a nice, heartwarming part of little niche to be in, you know. It's I feel very lucky to get to work with all these people, so...
Thank you to Selena Miles and Marta Cooper for being with us today. I'm Samantha Sartori from Tribeca Film Festival 2019, New York, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.